Before I knew my name, before I drew a breath, he was making ways for me. Now and every day, in each and every step, he is making ways for me. When my heart is full of doubt, feels like faith is running out, I've come too far to turn around. I know.
Last week we had a discussion. Was there a discussion? What did we talk about last week? We talked about the fact that peace be unto you. Hallelujah. And we read the scripture, Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But he was wounded and crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was whipped and we were healed. Can we have another version? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was beaten so that we might have peace. I just gave you an indication. Hallelujah. The process Christ went through on the cross was to achieve that for us, an environment of peace. Peace from distress. Peace from a sinful life. Peace from chaos. Peace in our habitation. So we read in Luke chapter 1 and verse 79. I'll tell you my title in a moment. John the Baptist. We all here know John the Baptist. Forerunner before Christ. His parents, Zachariah and Elizabeth. John the Baptist came, and his announcement in Luke chapter 1 and verse 79 was all to the fact that Jesus was coming, that we might have peace. He says he was announcing, proclaiming that to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. To guide our feet. To guide our path. To send us on the path of peace. That was Jesus' mission. So when he was taking the lashes, that we might have peace in our bodies, that we might have peace of mind, that we might have peace in our homes, that we might have peace in our endeavors. He did it very, very, very purposefully. That you and I must enjoy that peace. And that peace gives us that liberty. He liberated us. That peace is supposed to give us that liberty. We are supposed to have liberty in Christ. We are supposed to have what? We are supposed to have what? So the title of my message this morning is Taking My Liberty in Christ. The title of my message is Taking My Liberty in Christ. The moment we mention liberty, what comes to mind? When we mention liberty, that means there's been some bondage. That means there's been imprisonment. That means we'll be tied down somewhere. That means we've been restricted somewhere. So we read about Christ. Let's read about Christ. In Luke 4 verse 18. But in Isaiah 61, we get a better picture. So let's go through Isaiah 61 and verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is God is upon me. This is about Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Me, Christ. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Please, was somebody crying? He has sent me, maybe it was in the middle. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. When one is in captivity, what does it mean? When one is in captivity, what does it mean? Restricted. He's bound. Caged in. To proclaim liberty to the captive. That's what Jesus' mission. And the opening of prison doors to those who are bound. So the mission on receiving the stripes and having an agenda to bring us peace was to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, opening prison doors to those who are bound. Can we go to verse 2? To proclaim acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn in Zion. Somebody mourning here. Somebody crying here. Somebody in tears. To console those who mourn in Zion. To have the picture of the stripes. Let me take it easy. Can you get me a picture? Would it distract you? Let them have the picture again. Your friend, G. Jesus. Okay, along the way you just gave me the picture. But I'm just saying that we are still talking about celebrating Easter. And next week, this part, one of my messages, I'll continue next week. We're just talking about the blood and the work on the cross and work on Calvary's cross and the stripes that Jesus took for us. And we have read the scripture that when he was being beaten, it was for us to have peace. Has it settled? Has it settled with you? Has that settled with you? Or you want us to read the scripture again? John the Baptist came and proclaimed that the agenda is peace for his people. That he will order us on the path of peace. And when Isaiah was proclaiming his coming, several years back, he said this is his agenda. Set captives free. Console those who mourn in Zion to give them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Is somebody heavy this morning? Because when you are heavy, you don't have peace. It has heaviness on your head. So this is what I want you to see. When that broken body, when it was being torn apart, when the hooks were tearing his body, it's for you and I to have peace. That's why John the Baptist came and said, the agenda is peace. The agenda is what? The agenda is what? The agenda is what? For us to be liberated, to be taken out of sin and bondage, from turbulence and disturbance of the mind. Stay focused. Oh my God. So let's go back to the scripture. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. I say, when somebody is not liberated, the person is imprisoned. The person is bound. The person could be tied up. The person is restricted. Please, when I mention these things, relate it to yourself or to somebody, but relate it to life. The person can be held down. The person can be limited, confined, caged. How does the enemy do these things? How does the enemy cage someone? How does the enemy hold somebody down, restrict somebody, tie somebody, bind somebody, imprison somebody? We see it in various aspects of scripture. When we remember when Peter was in prison. When Peter was in prison, what did the enemy do? Hallelujah. There were guards in place. They were what? Peter was what? In chain. He was in darkness. So the enemy can create darkness. The enemy can put what? A spiritual guard. When the Israelites were in bondage, were in captivity in Egypt, the Bible describes that there was a tax master monitoring their life, looking at them. You must be in bondage. You cannot do anything. When you complain, more weight, more job. So the enemy has an agenda of a tax master. You're not gratifying the enemy this morning. We are only exposing him. So it can spiritually, there can be a chain, or there can be a tax master, or there can be a troop. He said, by him I go through a troop. So spiritually, there can be a troop, or there can be adversaries. My God, your eyes are not seeing them. Spiritual adversaries. He said, an effectual door is open. But what? Why is it that we are not going through the door? Adversaries. He says, by him I scale through a wall. That means there can be a spiritual wall. There can be a pit. When you read the Bible, there's a siege. There's a what? See, when you look at the Bible, ambushment. Every time he creates an ambush. And these things are affected by principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. Are you here? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Their demonic activity, familiar spirits, ancestral spirits. Are you following me? Spiritual spirits. A ruler means a ruler. A ruler of darkness. It says wicked spirits in high places. Familiar spirit is, they know, they've been around for a long time. So 1,000 years back, they were there. No generation, they tracked it. So they know all the agreement. Your great, 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 they know all the agreement. What was said, what was pronounced, the exchanges that took place. Everything. Familiar spirits. Oh my. So I said there can be a stronghold. If you are not getting what I'm saying about stronghold. I want us to read a scripture. To get a bit of understanding. Luke chapter 19 and verse 43. Those online, please, you will walk. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Are you following me? Luke chapter 19. For the days will come upon you when your enemy will build what? An embankment around you. Surround you and close you in on where? Oh, let's read it again. Is it in the Bible? For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment, a trench around you, surround you, and close you in on. You went to Uncle A. He promised nicely. He says, oh, no problem. But you went there and suddenly he said no. But after Uncle A is in Australia, he said no. Auntie C is in where? Italy. When you see a spiritual condition on every side, The business contract was denied on every side. Maybe you don't understand this one. Let's look at another one. Let's look at something the enemy can do sometimes. Psalm 141 or 143 verse 3. Let's see something sometimes he can do spiritually. We've talked about conditions. Said, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness like those who have been long dead. I don't know if you like these scriptures I'm reading this morning. Can we read it again? I'm not saying this applies to the... I'm just saying different conditions. This is this condition, when we bring it to TRC, you are living, but you are actually... Who gives to a dead man? Who gives to a dead woman? He said, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness. Like those who have been long. This is not for the believer. This is not for you and me. But I am only telling you some things the enemy can do. And creates a spiritual condition. So you can manifest. How can these things, when they are spiritual conditions, how can they manifest? They can manifest in sometimes unnecessary hatred. They can manifest in sicknesses, in financial losses, or unexplained financial losses. They can manifest in evil patterns, familiar patterns, ancestral patterns. They can manifest uncontrollable behavior. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's what you say. Uncontrollable behavior. So you can see a Christian. Everything is scared. But he's a Christian. Tall. Short. Fat. Thin. Or we say thin, slim. Black, white, Chinese, European. So you can check it. They can see some womanizing spirit passing through. Go and ask brother, they see him. Brother A, brother B, brother C. You can see some uncontrolled sexual patterns. Because the enemy must create a stronghold. He must create a grip. He must create a grip. How does he create the grip? He must create a grip because you must have an uncontrolled sexual pattern. One serious area of the enemy's grip is sexual perversion. Oh, check throughout the days. Throughout the desert. I wonder how they were in the desert in tents. But adultery and fornication could do big time. In the desert. They'll cry, don't know water. They'll say, no water. But the Bible can say, in one day, 20 and 3,000. Munya. One aspect of that. This is self-control. Self-control, hello, self-control. You must control your eyes. You must control the thoughts. You must control your movement. Where is the leg sending you? The leg is not you. Is the leg you? No. You must tell leg. You want to go to that lady's house. But me, Kweku. You leg, you can. It's self-control. Are you the only one? I don't like pretense. Seriously, I don't like pretense. It's chemical. That, do you know why there are sexual dreams? Do you know why there's masturbation? Do you know why? The sleeping partners. Go and check. Go and check. When a breakthrough is coming, a business contract is coming, the marriage partner will come in and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then me will send, initially. Let's have that. By the time you wake up, and when you go to the office, the contract will not come to pass. Sinful habits or nature. That's what I said. Uncontrollable behaviors. You can name them for me. Things turn up. So there are different happenings. You can name them. We are having an interactive service. You can name some of them. Some of them, they are familiar patterns. They are just following. They are familiar patterns. Familiar patterns. It is in our family line. Everybody there. Everybody there, there's a pattern. Say brothers. They say firstborn. You check firstborn here, there's something happening. Firstborn, another something. Another firstborn there is the pattern. Brothers and sisters, quarrels in families. You and your brother, sister says, I'll not talk to you. Even when I die, don't step there. He has to cut families. Brother will not talk to sister. Sister will not talk to whoever. Say, altars, demonic altars at work. So I want you to, when I mean it, just cast, look at your history, or look at yourself, or look at what is happening. What is the link? What created the link? Some of it, we have self-inflicted links. Self-inflicted difficulties. Some of it is not, you have to do anything. The enemy just needs your lips. We are what? We are chained by our lips. Death and life lies in the power of the tongue. So all he wants you to say is, he said, I will cry my bread. Ambasokra and Yeshi. No, so I'll register. Ambasokra and Yeshi. So we come and pray, then we discounted. Ambasokra and Yeshi. So what have you said? What have you given to the enemy? Think about it. We are snared by the words of our mouth. The enemy needs different things. You're calling to husband, wife. Be very careful. Husband, wife. A Becca BBC is here, and you will think you have forgotten. I said, blessings are words, curses are words. The enemy very particular about words. What we say, what we are saying, what have you been saying? And I hope nobody is here who casually. I say I don't like this thing. When you have a small child, somebody, oh, my husband. Oh, my wife. Maybe you are it's not the person, but the spirit from the person is marrying the small child. Small girl. After busy 22, 23, 24. No, we pray 30. 32. Don't worry. If God wants to reveal, then you start reveal it in dreams. Even when sexual partner, no abba. You have your sexual partner in the dream. That is the condition being described to you. That you have a marital partner. Marriage is one. It will be what her fufu biamba. Marriage is what? Oh, this morning's message is, we are not on course. We are just reflecting on our victory in Christ. But I'm just telling you the foolish things the enemy can do. It's because of the enemy that I'm using the word foolish. And look, he's persistent. He's been there around for a long time. So he knows how to entice. We are not ignorant of his devices, so he can entice. He will show an apple. And he will ask you, has God said? Is it not looking nice? It wasn't an apple, actually. It was a fruit. But we describe. But I don't know the enticement. It asks for the eyes. You will see. That's why a married man will see a nice lady. You will see. And give it a nice name. Give prostitution a name like hookup. What are the nice name? It's a nice name. But it's enticement. And tell you, what should I do? If I don't do it, what will I eat? He has been enticing since. Don't be ignorant of that activity of the enemy. He will entice. He will entice. Some of it is not sin. Some of it is weight. You know that when I eat this kenke, I cannot pray. That's all. It's weight. That's why some of it is a sin and weight. When there, dokune is a year better. Meanwhile, what's a young bumpy? That is why I didn't see you 10 p.m. Weight. Every time I get home, kenke. Change it to tea so that you can make it at 10 p.m. Online. Emma Wurenfi. Onyamya. Flow. Na na na. Na 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 na. So don't be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Enticement. Don't be ignorant of the enemy. Neither they are seducing spirits. They will seduce. Seducing spirits. Where will you be? What environment? What environment will you find yourself? If they say, granting that there's a bomb blast next week in wherever, in a nightclub, Wednesday night, will you call me? That pastor, I'm checking whether you are there. Whether you are part of. They said 100 people have passed. Then we are checking on ourselves. Should it cross your mind to call pastor to find out whether you are included? The nightclub. But I'm winning souls. You're winning souls in a nightclub, okay. The one into Mkobi. All those passing around. You wait till 10 p.m. to go to the nightclub to evangelize. But let's not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. But the enemy creates a lot of things. So there are a lot of, I just want you to understand, a lot of spiritual activity. And when it's happening spiritually, it will not manifest. I mean, if the negative is happening spiritually, the positive that must happen physically, it will not manifest. So you must ask questions. You must find out. Some things you must find out. You must ask questions. Why is it so? Why is that I'm a Christian and this thing is happening? Why is it persisting for so long? Why is it happening like that? Some of it, you've gotten the information in the dream that this is what is happening. The dream has interpreted it nicely for you. You were dreaming and said, they stole your ring. They stole the ring 6 years ago. It was just a dream. Who told you that? Who told you that the dream? And it was clearly defined and said it was buried under some tree somewhere. Now, say, Father, I'm waiting for you. Oh, God is unfaithful. Then he says that, no, you can only judge me faithful. This is the condition. There's something you must break. There's something you must deal with. There's something you must apply the blood. There's a position. There's a liberty you must take. There's a liberty in me. He that the Son sets free shall be free indeed. So you must execute that liberty. Because we are liberated in Christ. we are not in bondage. He has set us free. The stripes were not taken in vain. So we must look at our lives again. This week, I hope you've been reading. Okay, I can test. It's a moment to test. But because I don't want to embarrass anybody, we just keep going. But we've been reading in the living world. What have we been reading? About a madman God cast demons out. Is that so? Are you sure? Are you very sure? Jesus goes to a madman and the madman had 2,000 demons in him. 2,000 demons. That's why he was untamed. He was cutting himself. Blood was oozing out of himself. He was destroying his body. We see him madman or madwoman. But inside him was a demonic activity taking place. Jesus was saying that I came that man will have peace. So he crossed to him and cast out 2,000 demons out of him. Oh, did you read it? And they entered pigs. Maybe now, when I mention pigs, then you remember the story. Now you remember the story, right? It was 2,000 demons. Let's read what happened to the man. There's an aspect I want us to read. Is it Mark chapter 5? Verse 15. Let's go to verse 14. Let's read verse 14. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. What had happened? 2,000 demons left a man. Let's go to verse 15. Look at the condition. I like this one. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon possessed and had a legion. Legion means not the one demon, plenty demons. And in his case, 2,000. 2,000 demons. Sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And what? And what? In his right mind. He came that we might have sound mind. So something disturbing you. The car will break down. And you think that, oh, it's a physical activity. Be careful. It's not all physical activity. I'm not saying that your car is breaking down. So it's a demonic activity. It's something just common sense. Maintenance. But when you see carburetor, and it is leaking fans. If you see an activity of leakage, well, I've come to know that activity of leakage of fans. Don't joke. What salary bepe and the mommy will call? Kobna is sick. When your salary, it's coming to 20, and you see it as a pattern, cycle. Don't joke with it. Something to lick the money. That is why we give tithes, our first fruit, and say, rebuke the devourer for my sake. Because there's a devourer, there's something, a leaking basket, a tunnel of leakage. And it's only God who rebukes the devourer. The man was sitting enclosed and in his right mind. What demonic activity is taking place? What demonic pattern is taking place? What circumstance is taking place that you are tolerating? What is happening? Aye, aye, aye. 1 John 3 and verse 3 and verse 8. Aye, aye, aye. 1 John. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, that you and I will be liberated. That we might have our peace. Everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. He was manifested. He came around. that he will destroy the works of the devil. He who kills, he who steals, he who destroys. What has he stolen? What has he killed? When you see husband and wife, you. Then you have to go and check out his name. Maybe behind this is the what? Accuser of the brethren. As for my husband, as for my wife. When two must agree, agenda of agreement, he hates it big time. Agenda of the church, oh no. That this church will grow, oh, he doesn't want it. Who says he wants it? That's it. He hates marriage. He hates the church. He hates you to serve. That's why you can hear and hear and hear and hear and hear. And then tell him. That's why he hates prayer. He was filled with music. All the musical instruments. He was called Lucifer. Filled with all musical instruments. He knows how to play. He knows how it touches the heart of God. It moves him. So check it. Do you think he wants you to sing? Come for choir practice. All the musical instruments. Guitar. The harps. Filled with all the musical instruments. That's why Jesus came. So he called his disciples. Luke chapter 9 and verse 1. I need to stop there. Luke. And he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons. Some demons, all demons, and to cure diseases, and to do what? And to do what? You have the power. He gave them power and authority. No matter how slim, you take grace. Go and stand by the roadside. You wear police uniform. The big truck, articulator truck. Can come so fast. You are in the police uniform and you lift up your hand like this. The driver has no other thing to say than to stop. Whether articulator, whether it is what it was manufactured way. But when she lifts up her hand in the police authority, the state is backing. The heaven backs it. Angels are backing. Heaven is backing. That is why it says, whatever you bind, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind here on earth, whatever you allow here on earth, is allowed in heaven. My God, you think we speak in vain? You think we come and stand here and speak in vain? What you say no, is no. When you say yes, is yes. What you are disallowed is disallowed in heaven. What you allow in heaven is allowed. You say this one will be fixed. But he says that resist the enemy. Resistance is sometimes to but we resist the enemy and he will flee. You say no, it will not work. Not here, not in this house, not in this church, not in this place, not in my body. You will not work. This ancestral pattern is seizing. It will not continue. I speak against you. I speak the blood against you. It is not your own effort. But at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess. He made a public show. Public show. Look at 2,000 demons. When he just appeared, then go and look at the madman. When 2,000 demons, Jesus just appeared and said, oh, please, don't come and harm us. Oh. Don't come and harm us. 2,000 demons. The devil himself, when he was in heaven, okay, yeah, pray. 2 moon. See, I saw devil fall like lightning. So that means within a twinkle of an eye, blink, hey. Why you didn't know who he was going to say? Hey. So by the time you got turned, oh no. Go to us on earth. Then he came, as we're defeating. He was dealing with the earth and Christ came to die and said, I've given you power and authority over all demons. Over all demons. And sicknesses, heal them. Speak to the sickness. Speak to the condition. You, whatever. At the mention of the name of Jesus, you blood condition, you vein condition, you headache, That is why he said he went about. He healed every sickness and disease. Those who were withered. I like that one. I don't know who anyone who is withered this morning. Broken. Withered. Withered. I need to explain it. So your hand withered. It says hand be stretched. Because the hand must work. The feet must move. They brought him all manner of sicknesses and diseases. That's why we take authority. Don't wait for a doctor. It doesn't mean don't go to the hospital. Please. Listen. Pastor Gabriel is not saying when you take paracetamol, you are out of faith. I don't believe in that. God has given wisdom. Because somebody can take paracetamol, their headache will persist and become worse. But I can say, as I take this medication, my body is sound. I was reading something about just yesterday about how pastors are dying even in the pulpit. Have a chest pain. And a physical, it has been researched how they can deal with it. And say, when I go to the hospital, it is not an expression of non-faith. Told you that. We have to go for checkup. For checkup. When you go for checkup and you know that this thing is developing. They said some stones are developing in the kidney. You say, hey, it's kidney stones. Why are you going? But if you don't go, how will you know they are kidney stones? Go and say, kidney stones. They will give you medication, all right. Some of it even medication, you come and drop it. Say, I'll not continue buying medicine for kidney stones. Listen to the balance. Oh. Say two things. Going to the hospital is very, very right. But you also have authority power over sicknesses and demons and all diseases. So the Bible mentions sicknesses and diseases. The things that don't put us at ease. Unknowing disease. Your boss is disturbing you or a disease. Wants to sleep with you, disease. Say, I'm not moving. Boss, you will be removed. I'm not saying go and tell him in the face. So you don't do it at home. I had a man of God. They were in a shop. They were in a shop. I said it here before. And the next shop, they needed the next shop. They needed the next shop. They needed to expand. What did they have to do? Let's say the shop is the next one. Every day they come, they stand on their side and they lay their hand on the wall. Move, move. And what happened? They had to move. You think it's a spirit? Oh, we want to move out of this place, whatever. I want to move out of this place. You think it's a physical condition? No, behind the wall, somebody's placing his hand and say, you must move. We need that part as part of our business. Who is speaking something against you? Or what movement? Do you have to move somebody out? Territories are already occupied. Some of it you must say, that man must move. You must create a place for me. You must create this position for me. You must create. Some people are occupying our places. And they must move. Some business person who is not paying tithe. I hope you are paying your tithe. Is occupying a place. Where God must give to you because his kingdom must be finance. I'm speaking this morning in the name of Jesus. Some people must move because the people of God must occupy and finance the house of God. It should happen like that. Well, I said this message will be continued next week. God bless you. Oh, I didn't end well. I didn't end well. It was too abrupt. Somebody sent a message last week. Said, Pastor, tell Pastor. It went to the media. Tell Pastor. I think sometimes he's taking our blessing away. Let him release. So whatever blessing is there for today, please, it is released. It is released. It is released. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'll take... God bless you. Father, I commit your people. Let everyone be liberated. Thank you, Jesus. We need to pray. And after, I'll pray for you. Everybody, please pray. I don't know the area.
na 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 nyankupo niada.
Speak into your life. Speak to that condition. Speak to that family condition. Somebody must speak to an asthma. Somebody must speak to an asthma. In the name of Jesus, the asthma will not reoccur. We speak to an asthma. We speak to a crippling condition. Masikata, elepata, eleparua, shelepakaya, elekata, elekata. Listen to me. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. I can't give you all the details. This night I dreamt and a lot of flies. It's not the first time. But when there are flies, we must create an atmosphere of what? Sweet smelling odor. If there's a spiritual negative odor around the business, around your life, there will always be rejection. Plenty flies. If it's in your life, say, what are you doing here, flies? Be cast out. Let fire consume every fly, every stench, every animal, anything around you, any negative condition around you, anything negative condition the enemy has set around you, in the name of Jesus. I'm not feeling very empty, but I need to stop because we need to break up. Today is the same. So I need to stop. But have you prayed? God answer your prayer. God take you out of that negative condition. God turn your 10 businesses right. God turn lives right. Receive that liberty in Christ. Your position is not all taken. I speak against somebody's face. Any negative clothing, any negative garment, any identity, you see that he came, that he will remove that spirit of heaviness. For the garment of praise, any negative garment on anyone in the name of Jesus, let it be removed. Let every facial expression, anyone's face that has been changed or spiritually, every negative condition against any face in the name of Jesus. So if your face has been changed in the realm of the spirit, kitakaka, I don't know your condition, but you can speak better. Karata karia kabaya. You are going to speak to that condition to work. You said that condition must work. That condition must break. Kitakata. Listen to me. I said what you allow will be allowed. And what you disallow, you can disallow some things. Uproot. Break down. Pull down. Wait. Listen to me. If you have to, we can uproot. That means there are some things that are in the roots. You must pull it out from the root. If you don't uproot it, have you seen something we call Shianminonum or something? You just pull it, it will come. The seed is down. Anything that has a seed, anything happening to your life, that has a seed that will cause to germinate again. We curse it to the roots. That is why we uproot. We uproot. Everybody, we uproot. Everybody speak to your past. Everybody speak to your background. We uproot. We uproot. We uproot. We uproot. Say, I uproot. Pasi ikarea katakua. I don't know why I'm rabba barrier. I'm speaking to somebody. Kayaba, somebody's face. Facial condition. Palikata. Well, I need to stop. Oh God, I said I'll continue next week.
past the fear, fighting to believe. He is making ways for me, and He won't let me down, never ever leave. He's still making ways for me. And when my heart is full of doubt, it feels like faith is running out. I've come too far to turn back.
He's working right now.
He's working right now. He's working right now. I know it, I know it. He's working right now. I believe his word. God is working now. God. Okay.